Well, greetings to you in Jesus' name. God bless you today and each day as you look to him and follow him in the teaching of his word. And I just want to take the opportunity that I've been given to share with you today from the word of God. And I hope that you never get tired of hearing that inspirations from God's word and from different brothers that call in and share from the Bible. And I trust that it will be a blessing to you. I know it is to all of us that share, because that's the way it is. When you deal out some bread, you get fed yourself. And that's just part of the blessing of sharing the word. And you can do that yourself when you share with others. When you go to others and just give them a piece of that bread, it's like God multiplies it. And he does like he did when Jesus fed the multitudes of people with such a small amount. God increased it. He blessed it. And he does that with his word. His word is manna. It's like bread from heaven. And so with that, I just want to encourage you today. I guess I'm kind of hovering around the Proverbs a little bit right now. It's very practical. It's a little poetic kind of writings, but very, very practical, down-to-earth kinds of things. Day-to-day living. Very good instruction. I don't go there enough, but when I do, I'm blessed. I just really feel like there are some very good things that we can learn for today, even though it was written so long ago. It's God's living word, and it applies to us today. And that's exciting. The Bible is never just an old book that gets worn out, but it's very practical and applies to every aspect of life. So I'd like to just read to you out of Proverbs 4 today. I'll just read a number of verses here, but I'm going to start in 19. And again, I encourage you to go back and you can read the whole chapter, and you'll get a blessing out of that, I'm sure. But for sake of time, I just want to come in and start right here at verse 19. it says, "The way of the wicked is as darkness, for they know not at what they stumble." When you walk in the way, when anybody walks in the way of wickedness, it's dark. It's darkness. And I know we can tell stories about times that maybe we're walking, going somewhere and the light's off and we bump into something and it might make us fall or it might hurt our toe or whatever, but we stumble. We didn't see it there and we trip on it. And that's what we're told here, that the way of the wicked is... it's like walking in darkness. And you don't even know what you stumble on. You can't see it. He says, "My son, attend to my words and incline your ear unto my sayings." He's giving us light now. He's saying, you have light here when you're walking with God. This is the things that you need so that you don't walk in that darkness the way the wicked walk, and they stumble. He says, "Attend to my words and bend your ear towards me, towards my sayings." And he says, "Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart." God wants it not to just be in our mind, but in our heart. "For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh." God has a blessing in his word and his wisdom and his sayings. And we get a blessing if we look to him for those things. Verse 23 says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." God wants us to guard our hearts. There's a passage in Ephesians talking about the armor of God, and there's a piece of that armor is the breastplate of righteousness. And I think about a breastplate. If I was a soldier somewhere, and I wouldn't be here in this life, in this world. But in a spiritual sense, we are soldiers. We are warriors for the Lord in a spiritual battle, not against flesh and blood. But that breastplate of righteousness, a breastplate for a soldier would be something that protects his vitals, the parts of your organs inside that would, if you have them damaged, you die. and your heart is right there. And he says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee the froward mouth, we talked about that, and the perverse lips put far from me. Again, we know God hates that. Lying lips, froward, he says, get rid of it, put it away, get it way far away from you. Let thine eyes look right on, in other words, straight on, straight ahead, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. See, it's, this is that poetic kind of writing here. He may say something, the same thing, say it just slightly different, but same idea. He wants us to look straight ahead and to keep our eyelids straight before us. Then he says, ponder the path of thy feet. And we talked about that already, too, about how our feet can take us quickly to wickedness and find ourselves in bad places and going a way that we should not go. Ponder the path of thy feet and let all thy ways be established. God's going to establish our ways if we watch out, if we protect ourselves with his word and think about the path of our feet. It would help us to make good decisions. And then finally he says, turn not to the right hand or to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Again, this goes kind of hand in hand with the message that we talked about with the seven things that God hates. He doesn't want us to get tangled up in evil and in wickedness. He wants us not to turn to the right hand or to the left, but to keep our eyes straight on to him, to walk that path of life where there is blessing, where it's not darkness, like the way the wicked walk in at, and they don't know what they're stumbling at. They don't even know because they can't see it. But God gives us light in his word. The Bible tells us so. He says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And I think I shared before, but there's a little path that we have down to a freezer. I have a little building that has a freezer and refrigerator in there. And I was coming back up that path. I'd been up and down that path many, many times. I knew it very well. But there is a log that is off to the side. And somehow it was very dark, and somehow I got off the path. And I found that log. And I was sprawled out. It took me all the way down because I was not ready. I was not prepared for it. I didn't know that my foot was getting ready to catch on that log. And down I went. My path was not illuminated. I didn't have light out there. I should have had a light with me, but I thought I knew the path well enough. It wasn't a problem. I ended up stumbling and tripping on that. And God's talking about a spiritual sense here. He wants us to ponder the path of our feet and to let our ways be established and to remove our foot from evil. It's the only way we're going to do that is to think about it, ponder it, and decide, I'm going to walk straight on towards my Lord. I know it's figurative, but it's real. It's what God wants us to do. He wants us to keep our focus on him. Let him direct our path. Let his light, the light of his word, light our path so that we don't trip on those things that are out of the way. We'll find ourselves out of the way if we're not looking straight on to him. So today, I just want to encourage you today, just look to him. I speak this to myself as well. Look to him. Let him be our compass. Let him be the one that directs our path and help us to walk straight on to him and to eternal life through Jesus Christ, his Son. He has that blessing for us. And we get to choose. Let's choose right. Let's ponder our path. And let's let God be glorified and magnified in our lives through Jesus Christ. And may he bless you today as you look to him.